Father, we give you the praise. Get your voice and speak to him and thank him. Give him the praise, give him the honor. We give him the adoration. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Breathe upon this service and be glorified. Be honored. Thank you, Master. Yes, Jesus. Christ alone. Oh, Lord. May I decree that Father, we give you the praise and the honor because you are God. We ask that you be glorified, be honored, be adored. Breathe upon this service this morning. Thank you for lives you will touch and stories that will change. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. Welcome somebody to the pre-convention service this Sunday. You are welcome. You are welcome. And you are welcome. Hallelujah. Someone say amen. This morning, we shall quickly look at secrets of the glory. Secrets of the glory. Our objective was, or is, understanding proven secrets of walking in the glory realm. Proven secrets. Psalm 63. Verse 1 to verse 2. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Last week we saw exciting possibilities for the Christian life in the glory realm. That our lives can be exciting. Our possibilities can be incredible in the glory realm. And we can recap on that. What happens when we function and live in the glory realm? Last Sunday we saw that the glory realm is the realm where the heaviness and the almightiness of God is manifested. When a man is in the glory realm, you see the heaviness, the weightiness, the almightiness. Secondly, we saw that the glory realm is the realm where non-existent things are brought into existence. It's the creative realm of God, the realm of creation. Thirdly, we saw that the glory realm is the realm where manifestations happen effortlessly, with minimal human effort. Things are happening without you doing so much. We also saw that the glory realm is the realm of overwhelming supernatural supplies. The realm of access to wholeness and completion. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. We also saw the glory realm as the realm of light, the light of direction. The Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night, so it's light. Also, we saw the glory realm as the realm of frightening divine defense. Where God fight for you, defend you, and bury people easily. We saw the glory realm as the realm where the supernatural is natural. The supernatural is natural. We saw the glory realm as the realm where existing things are increased or enhanced in quantity and quality. At first we saw that things that were not there were brought in, but now things that are there are also enhanced. We saw also that the glory realm is the realm where manifestations happen at the speed of light, the speed of God. Before you can blink, something just happened. We saw that the glory realm is the realm of inexhaustible resources, inexhaustible supplies, finishless resources, finishless supplies. It's just inexhaustible. Jesus appointed a thief treasurer and he couldn't finish stealing the money. The glory realm we saw as the realm of light again, but in this case, the light of distinction. And then, the glory realm is the realm where the terror of the Lord clothes a man. You are clothed with the terror of the Lord. Having seen all of that, we saw some secrets of the glory last Sunday, but we're going to go into today directly. If this is what the glory is, it is desirable, it's exciting. How do I walk in the glory realm? Number one, secret of the glory is passion for his glory. Passion. I am not just looking for power. I need your glory. In Exodus 33 and in verse 18, Moses expressed passion. And he said, I beseech thee, show me your glory. In Psalm 63 and in verse 1 to 2, where we read, passion was expressed. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. Thirsteth for thee, soul thirsteth, flesh longeth. To see thy glory and thy power, such as I have seen of thee in the sanctuary. Your passion, like we have always said, determines your portion. Passion determines portion. Passion determines possession. If our passion is not the same, our portion can't be the same. If our passion is not the same, our possession can't be the same. If our passion is not the same, our destination can't be the same. Interest determines harvest. Show me the area of your interest. I will show you both the area of your harvest and the area of your impact. When you come to the point where you, like I said in the other message, you rebel against glorylessness. I don't want to live in this realm without glory. I don't want this ordinary existence. I don't want an existence that looks like I am lying, that I am a child of God. Where both man and woman can't see the glory of my life. Passion for his glory is our number one access to that glory. Number two is following God's pattern for one's life, or following his pattern, God's pattern for your life. God has a pattern for everybody's life, a plan and a pattern. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, before I formed thee, I knew you. And before I ordained thee, before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet to the nations. You are not just an accident that happened. I did not create you before I began to decide what to do with you. I didn't create you and then began to wonder what to do with your life. I knew what to do with your life before I created you. I have a plan for your life. And I have a pattern that your life should follow. Many of us wonder at the glory that fell when Moses built up the tabernacle. But Moses followed a certain pattern. In the book of Exodus 24 and in verse 9. Exodus 24 and in verse 9. This will be Numbers rather. 24 verse 9. Right? I think something is missing here. All right. Just shift to Exodus 25 verse 40. It said, and look that thou make them after their pattern which was shown thee on the mountain. Look that you make this tabernacle after the pattern that I showed you on the mountain. Exodus 25:9. I think I'm right with what I said earlier on. 25:9. According to all that I showed thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. Before Moses built the tabernacle in the wilderness, God gave him a blueprint. After that blueprint, build the tabernacle. Meaning is God has a blueprint for everybody's life. You don't build your life according to what you think is fashionable. You don't build your life according to what you think everybody is doing. You don't build your life according to what you think is the way to succeed in life. If I become a property agent, that is how I will succeed. Or if I become this and that. You build your life according to the pattern. What God has in mind for your life. And in John, and in Exodus chapter 40, verse 33 to 34. After Moses finished building according to pattern, then the glory fell, and he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So if Moses finished the work, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. See, the glory flows where the pattern is followed. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The glory flows where the pattern is followed. If the pattern is followed, the glory will flow. The glory follows the due order. For we serve him not after the due order. If you will order your life according to his plan, you will see glory that will make people think you are a magician. What is this man doing? How is he getting this kind of results? Please, don't struggle with what is not God's pattern for your life. I knew a young man many years ago who must go to the military. by all means, he wants to wear uniform. Even when he did not walk, he walked it out. He didn't last there. Not just last there in walk, last there with life. Don't struggle to walk what is not working. Maybe you are trying to walk what God is not working for you. Don't ever forget this. The glory flows where the pattern is followed. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the flow in the name of Jesus. Father, show me your pattern for my life. Show me your pattern for my life. Show me your pattern for my life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody hearing anything here today? If this is the only thing you came to church this morning for. See, when you marry the wrong person, you begin to tamper with the glory you can operate in life already. When you just find yourself in the wrong association, you already begin to damage the possibilities of your life. Following God's pattern for your life. You know, in John chapter 2 and in verse 11, the Bible says, this beginning of miracle did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. Do you know that those miracles did not happen except that there were pots that were set? In John chapter 2 verse 6, and now there were pots, six water pots that were set. Those pots had an order after the manner of the purifying of the Jews. These pots were set. They were ordered. It was inside those set pots, inside those ordered pots, that the water turned into wine. God is a God of deliberate intentions. God of objectivity, of designs, of plans, of purposes. Human beings may act carelessly, but he does not act that way. Human beings may act at random, but God does not act at random. I prophesy to somebody here today, you will not miss God's plan for your life. You will not miss God's purpose for your life. You will not miss God's agenda for your life. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Following God's pattern for your life. Before we stepped into ministry, I was at the junction. Three directions were possible. Already my wife and I were at the verge of stepping out of the country. There were three directions. But Lord, which direction are you leading? Which direction are you guiding? That took 3 days prayer and fasting on the mountains. And then the light came from heaven and direction was clarified. If I had followed anything that I wanted or anything else, maybe we wouldn't be here. I prophesy to you today, you will not miss God's purpose for your life. You will not miss God's direction for your life. You will not miss God's plan for your life. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Number three. Secret of the glory is a God glorifying life. The decision to glorify God with your life in all you do will make you walk in glory that will amaze you. Isaiah chapter 42 and in verse 7. He said, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. I won't, I won't divide my glory with anybody. I won't divide my glory with anybody. A God glorifying life. We used to sing in those days, Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. My Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. A God glorifying life. If your life, your effort, your attempts, and your struggle is to bring God glory, you will not struggle to walk in the glory. Many years ago, an old Methodist clergyman, he was about 80, I think when we're talking, he was over 80 something years old, about maybe 90 something years old. Very old man. But he likes spiritual things. He likes Pentecostal, he likes healing and deliverance and all of that. So we're talking. And the subject was the subject of why everybody is not healed. And he looked at me and he said, you know what? God does the things that will bring him glory. Old man talking. He said, a miracle that will not bring God glory will never happen. Oh, wow. He was giving another dimension of things. He doesn't pray for the sick or anything like that, but he was too educated in the matters of the spirit. He said, if it will not bring God glory, don't expect it to happen. In other words, even if it happens, it cannot stay. Because this beginning of miracle did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. God is not trying to glorify man with miracles. He's trying to glorify him. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When I fasted 7 days, one of those 7 days in the early days of the ministry, total fast, no food then, my wife will in those days take me to a place and then that is accompany me, declare the fast, and she will go. Leave me there without food and without anything. Right? And I was praying, Lord, there are so many people in need of help around. People are trusting God to get married. People are trusting God. Several things. Lord, I don't want to be helpless in front of these needs. Help me, Lord. What do I do? We need more of your help. There were testimonies, but it must explode. People, let it spread. And I prayed day one, day two, day three, nothing. By the fourth day, he said to me, what you are asking for is not hard, but will you defend my glory? That was the only thing that was the interval between me and what I needed to see at that time. Will you defend my glory? He said, I'm not going to allow you. You are not going to touch the glory. And you won't allow anybody touch it where you are. That is why in this place you will never hear the kind of testimony like, I went to this place, I was not healed. I went to that place, I was not healed. Until I finally came here and I got delivered. You can't hear such. He warned me. Don't behave as if it was your prayer. Don't behave as if there is something you are doing that others are not doing. That is why you are getting results. It's not of him that will let or run it. It is of God who shows mercy. There are people here who are in church for almost 10 years and they couldn't get their deliverance or healing. And received it in house fellowship. Home cell of the same church. Home cell leader prayed. And the things happened. The agreement prayer was made in the home cell. And the person was healed. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Agreement prayer was made and the person was healed. What will the home cell leader claim? Power? Anointing? No way. In divine scheme of things, he decided that that miracle should happen in the home cell. Divine scheme of things. Do you understand that? The man that was crippled at the beautiful gate, Jesus met him and left him. Peter healed him later. Are you saying that Peter was man? That was the same temple Jesus went to. Why did Jesus not heal the man? It was not time and it was not him. God wants the man healed, but that wasn't the timing and Jesus was in the vessel. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why we must allocate the glory to God. One of our pastors was sharing a testimony with me one time and was sharing it upside down. Say, somebody testified and said, oh, he had attended healing and deliverance service many times. The problem still persisted, this and that, and then came to in one of their services and the person got healed. Say, shut up! Clip that wing now. That is somebody who was not a Christian before he came to this ministry. That is what I'm talking about. Before crash. God only decided where the person should be healed within the same setting. Full stop. Somebody carried seed of destiny and laid it on somebody and the person came back to life. Who healed the man? The person who placed the seed of destiny? Did he write it? The seed of destiny? Did he place himself? The writer? Did he take it there? Neither the writer, nor the person who held the seed of destiny, nor the seed of destiny can take the glory. All of them, we are disconnected from the miracle. And God does such things deliberately so that it can be clear who did it. Please, from this moment forward, please take your seat. Make a determination to live a God-glorifying life. That my life, my results, everything about me must glorify God at all costs. Once that has happened, you will see very, very drastic results. A God glorifying life. Number four. Is a life. The life of passionate praying. Passionate praying. Prayerful men are glory-filled men. Prayerful women are glory-filled women. Every attack on your prayer life is an attack on your glory walk. Every attack on your prayer life is an attack on your glory walk. In Luke chapter 9 verse 29, the Bible said concerning Jesus, when he went to the mountain of transfiguration, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment became white and glittering. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, his face changed. Not before he prayed. In the course of the praying, there was a glory transformation. The place, the altar of prayer is the altar of glorious transformations. When David was speaking in Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2, that appeal he was making was a prayer appeal. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Seeking you is prayer. Early in the morning will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. That is, I am yearning. My flesh longeth. It looks like he was combining prayer and fasting. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is.
so I can see your power and your glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. That was passionately seeking God at a place of prayer for his glory. And as he did so, he walked in the glory. The life of passionate praying. When you are passionate in your prayer life, you don't allow the enemy, the devil, the forces of darkness to tamper with your prayer life. You will walk in the glory like you have never seen before. Somebody say a loud amen. We're in a minister's conference many years ago, and I saw the various ministers ministered, and there was this particular person. His face had a glow on it, as if an angel sat on. I mean, there was just such a glow on the face. And on top of that, he began to speak very, very explosively about the miraculous and things happening with rapidity. When I got close to that man, one of the first secrets he told me is that he must pray nothing less than 2 hours every day forever in the spirit. I said, I see. So this is the kind of secret that this kind of people keep. You see, they glow on the face of men that pray. You see an aura that is unmistaken. The praying life. The life of passionate praying will usher you into the realm of the glory, because that keeps you in the presence of God. We'll look at that extensively in the second service. Number 5 is the life of faith. Faith. Faith is a doorway to glory. In John chapter 11 and in verse 40, at the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus said unto Mary, "Say thy not unto thee that if thou wilt believe, thou should see the glory of God." If you will believe, you should see. If you would believe, you should see. If you would believe, you should see. The glory you are meant to see is at the mercy of your belief. If you would believe, you should see the glory of God. That is, you came to the point in your life where you realize that there is a realm of glory you must walk in, and no devil can stop you from walking in that realm. Where you do what you need to do to walk in the realm of that glory. Somebody say a loud amen. There were some things that God had shown me in the realm of the spirit that I had not seen in the realm of the physical. And I said to God, these things must be seen, and seen on time. They must be seen on time. You are not expecting to see some things when your energy is gone. These things must be seen, and seen on time. Not 80 years, not 90 years. Those are times of releasing now, of impartations, and things. There are things that must be seen and seen on time. Prime time is used for prime news. You know, there's something they call prime time on television. You pay heavier to advertise at that time. Just before network news. Around that. Just times when people are hooked. Those are prime times. Yes. Times of opportunity. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. So you put your faith on the line. Let me not see what I should be seeing in my 30s, in my 60s. Let me not see what I should be seeing in my 40s, in my 70s. Let me not see what I should be seeing in my 50s, in 80s and 90s. At that 80s and 90s, you may not have enough interest anymore. Energy may be gone. So you put your faith on the line. I want to sponsor, I want to impact the gospel globally, and I need the billions now. I must strike the iron when it is hot. I must make the hay while the sun shines. So you put your faith on the line. It's very wonderful to commune with God. Lord, it is time for you to walk in 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 8. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 8. He said, whom you have not seen, you love. In whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. When you believe, you can access fullness of glory. Believing, joy is unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. So put your faith on the line while you believe for the fullness of glory. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, so you access the revelation of the word. What I told you this morning or last Sunday about created and redeemed unto the glory, this is where I belong. And this is where God wants me to operate in. So, Lord, I believe I should operate in this. And I'm going to put my faith to work by all the points I have just heard. Because I must walk in the glory. I cannot live like I am lying against God. I can't be the child of an elephant looking like an antelope. I can't be the child of a lion struggling for survival. I must walk in that glory realm. And I believe somebody is stepping there in the name of Jesus. There are 5 more secrets that I will enumerate in the second service. One of them is, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. You have known the plan, but what is he currently saying? Whatever he tells you to do, do it. We will not be seated here under this glory dome if it is not whatever he tells you to do. We are planning to build somewhere else. Until he said, remember what I showed you in the dream, in the vision of the night, that place. Then I called the agent, property agent, go to the airport road in Abuja at this kind of place. Look right. Our property is there. Go and find it and bring. He came in 7 days, and here we are today. You see, if it was another, if you take the vision to another location, you can't attract the provision. Because he said, I have there commanded the widow woman. Go to Zarephath. It is there that I commanded the widow woman to sustain you there. If you are not there, you are on your own. O-Y-O. On your own. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I am already entering into second service message. And there are 5 other points that I will be dealing with. 4 other points to be dealing with in the second service. And I'm saying that so that you can also pick up the message of the second service. I'll actually go online so that you can have a completion of the 10 pillars that we can walk on to walk in the glory. But you will not fail. Stand up on your feet. Take your seat still. Anybody ready for the glory walk? Now stand up on your feet and shout out, pray.
A louder shout of praise.
Let me give you one scripture. Father, we thank you.
Anywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed a leper. When the crippled saw him, they started running. Even today, my God is doing. Hallelujah.
Psalm 90, verse 14. And I'll read to the end. Can you read it? Oh, satisfy us. You can stop there. I don't just want to be satisfied. Let it happen early. I'm not just looking for results. Let it happen early. Normal education is easier than adult education. You can't join the army at the age of 50. Satisfy us early. I want to see your glory and see it on time. Satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Lord, satisfy me early. I am here to announce to somebody the delay is over. Next verse. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us. Now, according to challenges of the past, give me equivalent gladness. According to the years where I saw evil before, match it with years of good. Next verse. Let your work appear to your servants, and let your glory be seen by our children. And this is beautiful. Everybody read it together. Verse 17. And let the beauty of our God, of the Lord our God, be upon us. You can stop there. Stop there. Let people see me and see the beauty of Jehovah. The beauty of serving God. The beauty of living for God. The beauty of Christianity. The beauty of Jehovah. Let people see my life and see the beauty. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Read the second part. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou. It's our prayers this morning. We went to Ondo yesterday. I can mention that God has about 3 years ago, I was appointed by the Methodist Church of Nigeria to be the chancellor of their university. Methodist University. It's called Wesley University. He said, the glory that whatever it is with you we need it around with what we do. Say, my father and mother were all Methodists. We were there actually in the Methodist church because our parents insisted. My father is Methodist and my father-in-law, you know, and we did Methodist Sunday school and all of that. So they say, our platform was where you came out of. That is childhood. And we need you to share this light, this shining with us. So when we arrived after the vigil of the workers, I had to go there. And we arrived. Yesterday they said, thank you for bringing light and glory and impact. And I said, the vice chancellor of the university described our entry there yesterday. He said it was a glorious entry. The paramount ruler of Ondo Kingdom, Osemawe of Ondo, he was there. Very, very happy with his wife. That anytime we come, I mean, whatever we want from their land, we should let him know. He's also a medical doctor trained. That became a traditional ruler. Let the beauty of the Lord be seen on us. Let there be something that, let your presence be a tonic. Be a value creator, add a value addition anywhere. So we're going to pray that prayer right now. And glory is beauty. Let your satisfy me early. Let the right things happen for me on time. For most of us, the time has gone, but God is recovering your time. There shall be the restoration of time. The things you are meant to see, you haven't seen God, you will see it and overtake it. And the beauty of the Lord your God will be seen on your life. Lift up your hands now everywhere you are. I showed that clip yesterday. All right.
They are rather
Vice Chancellor.
Senior Pastor Doctor.
Little child giving us.
An angel. The Chancellor and Chairman of Wednesday, your Wednesday. Don't show no.
I hereby confer upon you the degrees of Bachelor of Science in the various management disciplines and everything. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, congratulations.
Conferring degrees on the people.
38 of them in what you have been given, what we are giving to you, 100,000 each, is just mantle. Consider it as what is opening up your life to the next level. We want to declare in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost, the 13th convocation of Wesley University is closed to the glory of God of Christ and of the Son. And the Holy Ghost.
38 first class degrees, each of them was given a cash gift times 38 to commence their lives. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you. Color, honor, beauty. Glory, dignity, that is your portion. Anywhere you are found, everywhere you go, the things that must happen in your life will no longer delay. They will no longer tarry. He will satisfy you early with his love, with his mercy, with his kindness. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands now and lift your voice and open your mouth and thank the Lord for what you have just received. If you have no prayer to pray, you can pray Psalm 63, verse 1 and in verse 2. Oh Lord, early will I seek thee. Begin to pray and speak to God. Begin to pray and speak to God. Thank you.
Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 14 of Psalm 90. Satisfy me early. Satisfy me early. Satisfy me early with your mercy. Father, let it happen on time. Let there be no more delay in my life. Lift your voice and say, Father, oh, satisfy me early with your mercy, that I may rejoice and be glad all the days of my life. Let there be no more delays on my life's journey. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and speak to God. And in verse 17 of Psalm 90, he said, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Father, let your beauty be seen on my life. Let me not be a mockery of the kingdom. Let me not be a shadow, a shame to the kingdom. Let your beauty be seen on my life. Let your beauty, say after me, say, Father, let your beauty be seen upon my life. Establish the work of your hands in my life. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go again and speak to God. Let your beauty be seen on my life. Let your beauty. Let your beauty be seen on my life. Let your beauty be seen on my life. Let your beauty be seen. 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 In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands everywhere you are.